Let us start the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Daled Lamed Beis. Esrik HaGozel VaYovish Posel Shel Asherav Shel Yon Nidachas Posel Shel Olo Posel Shel Trumet Meya Posel. Let us see what Rashi says. Shel Olo Shel Trumet Meya Posel Bigmore Meforesh Taimeh. We'll come to the Gemara, Dachsamel, we'll come back to this Rashi. Dachsamel Rashi is saying a mouthful over here. But let us go further. Shel Truma Tahira Lo Yitel. One should not take Truma Tahira. Bimnot Al Kosha. Rashi says, Lo Yitel Bigmore Meforesh Taima. Why one should not take Truma Tahira? Rabbi Zatam, Ibnei Shemach Shiro, Ibnei Shemach Sido, Vimnot al Kosher. The Sfas Emes wants to say a very interesting vote that Vizadin Lechatchila Lo Yitel. One should not be Mimashmish, Betrume. It's dangerous. It's Machsheret, it's Mafsidit. V'imnotal, so first of all, she said, V'imnotal yotzo. Number one. Number two, why you take yotz? It's a mitzvah bo baveret. The Rabbon said you're not allowed to take it, so if you take it, it's a mitzvah bo baveret. So he wants to say one mahalach that, shaltume tahira lo yitol. One shouldn't take it in his hands. It's dangerous. It's lav dafke to be yotz. Mitzvahs esrig. Bechlal, you should be very careful with it. Neshem achshirem, neshem apsida. Ve'imnotal. But if he took it in his hands already, so that avera was over. Now it's in his hands. He was machshed already. He was mafsed already. Now it's kosher. With the eved, if he took it in his hands, now it's kosher. It's in his hands already, so it's fafalim. Shel demai be'sham yipoyslim be'silum machshirem. Shomaisel Shaini Birushalayim Lo Yitel, also there's a din Lo Yitel, Vimnotal, the same Loshan Kosha. Rashi Birushalayim, Shikshero La Achilas Maisel Shaini, so that's called Lochem. Lo Yitel can be forish big more, why you shouldn't take Maisel Shaini Birushalayim, Vimnotal Kosha, Shreyesh Bo Heter Achila, Yez a Heter Achila. Avul Chutzli Yushalayim Loi, the lachem ksiv or roi lachem. It's to be roi lachila. Chutzul Rishalayim, it's not roi lachila. We mentioned yesterday, there's Rishonim, the Ritva and the Rana, Chilakan Rashi. The Ritva says that Chutzul Rishalayim, you're also yoitze. It's called roi lachila because you could be paid it. And the Ran says, because it's roi lahobi lirushalayim. So that's called roi lachila. Also, chazozis al ruboy, what if a chazozis, kemina vabuis takois, zandroi ve esrik, nitlo pitmosoi, the pitmo was taken off, niklaf, the skin was taken off, nizdak, split, nika vechosa kolshu, Rashi's girsa is there was a hole in it, plus a chesorin, posel. So this posel. Also chazozis al miyutai, if a miyut of the esrog is a chazozis, not nutal uktsoi, the ukits was taken off, nike veloichos a koshu kosh. Esrog akushi, a black esrog, posel. Bayorik ekarsi, a esrog that is dark green, like scallions. Rabbi Meir Marshall, Rabbi Yehuda Paisel. We learned before, if it's called Gemar Peri. Shir Esrik HaKotten, what is the minimum size of Herschel, of Gemar Peri, Rameir Eimer Ke'egois, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Ke'beim. Begodol Kedei She'yoiches Shnayim Biyodoi, that you have to have, that you should be able to hold two esrogim in one hand, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi Eimer afilu echod b'shtei yodot. Yoisi says, even though it's so big that you have to hold one esrig in both hands, you also yaitze. Grad olchaner is ma'irer. We had learned yesterday the machlokes the Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag pshat na Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos says that loishonu the ma'akvin that all dalad min ma'akvin zezeh that's b'she'en loy. Abu yesh loy ein ma'akvin. So the loch is doyle said pshat that the Gemara means to say if he has dalad minim. So it's not ma'akib zeh, if he takes one after the other, if he takes all four, even though he didn't take all four together, but as long as he took four, so that's sufficient. And Rabbi Netam asks on the Bahag, the Bedivrei Teimu Leima came to keep the Kulei Mitzvah Achas Hach Yehilu Bezeh Chazeh. So when the time is on the back, how could it be? It's one mitzvah Lekachtam Lechem, one mitzvah Lekicha, how could it be Yoitze Bezeh Chazeh? So the Ochoneh asks from Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, Afilu Echad B'Shtei Yodav, Afilu you have that the Esek is tremendous, that you need to hold it in two hands. It's like a watermelon. Afal PK in your yaitzes. So what's with the lulav? Sakocha, first you put down the esrig, then you take the lulav of a kel. So lechere, the gebalde kehores. So you see from the Mishnah, you do not need that it should be a lekich mamish bebasachas. Let us see Rashi further in the Mishnah. Vim not al kosher shriyesh v'ato yeh. Chazozis kimin ababu istakis. Nitlo pitmosoi roish esrig mipi rabbeinu yake. V'dugmosoi hapitmo sholhim. Och gesine niklav, nizdak, nike v'chosa koshu posel, nike v'chosa koshu chode milse. De ilu nike v'loi chosa shatocha boi machet v'etziye koshe k'diktoni seif. Nitlo uktsoi znovoi, kamei ba uktsoi teinim. Hakushi shabo miyaretz kush v'shocherhu. Karsi krishim, ubegodu shlo yegodu yeser midai. Zog te gemore. Tana rabon. Pri eitz odo, eitz shetam eitzoi u piryoi shove, hevi oimer ze esrik. Pri eitz, that the pri and the eitz are the same. So the gemore asks, ve'ema pilpilin, that peppers are also the same. That the pri in the eights are the same. Kedesanya Rameyroima. Bimashmeshenema by all that says on the tatem call eights. Any day is shehu eights machel. It says the Pasuk says eights machel. It says in the safe of the Pasuk lo yeyochel. So if you shouldn't eat it, so Kochel was speaking about an eights machel. Ma tamad loyma eitz machu, so the eitz machu is meyuta, is eitz shetam eitzo yupil yeshov, that the eitz and the machu are the same. Have yoyma ze pilpulin. So the posik is telling us that in a tatim called eitz machu, that there's a chiyuv olo am pilpulin. Lelam doch, sha pilpulin chayovim ba'olo, but the chiddush is, we'll see, I'm like as Rashi in Tosfos. Number two, bein eretz Yisroel chaseiro klum. That means even these tavlinim, these spices, also grow in eretz Yisroel. Shenema loisechsa kelbo. So we see how far the kel goes. The kel comes to include afilu pilpulim. So memele, so we see that pilpulim also have this characteristic that the eitz and the machal are the same. So maybe that's pshat by Esri, that's pshat pri-eitz hodo, the pri-eitz, you should take pilpulim. Tzmo says, hosom mishum d'leyev. So by Esri, you can't, by sukis, you can't say you should take pilpulim. Heichi navit, ninkit chode, you should take one pilpul, le minkir liki chosom. The Gemara holds, is it in minkir liki chosom, that the lekachlim should be nikir what you're taking. Ninke treyet losa, then it would be nike echadam rachmonim loishnaim ushloisha peretz, hilkach loy efsha. So we can't say that the pasuk means We cannot say that the pasuk means that one should take pilpulin, because it's one is naminka lekichosa, and more than one seems pri echot, Amar Rachman. Let us see Rashi. Mimash meshenemo netatem, of siv beseifei, beseifei lo yoichal. Eini yeideya de be'eitz machal mishtoikro. So not speaking about an eitz machal. Chayovim ba'olot, leiteimo, what's the chiddish that pilpulin is chay ba'olot? Leiteimo min yereku, that it has a teres yerek. Why? Mineishu eitz shofu, it's a very low tree. So I would think that doesn't have a shame Elon. So the pasuk is megala that even low trees also have a shame Elon. The leitema min yereku, you shouldn't say it's a min yerek. Ibnei shu eit shofu, kemai roysom, sheni gavoye, kach pirish bekunteres. That's the chiddush in Ola. Vekoshe deloi bohochi tal yemilse, vekame eitzim shvolem eim sheyesh lam teres ilom. We see there are many eitzim shvolem. So the teres ilom does not depend on the size of the ilom. That's what the Sfasemis wants to tie in. That's what we see that's after this Pusik. That means, the Pusik told us, that means, could be the Svarach Hitzayin is that it doesn't have a Shem Elon. It's very low, it's a bush, it doesn't look like it doesn't have the Tzur of an Elon. So the Pusik was Mechadish, that it is Chayabolas, and now we see it's a Teres Elon. So now Taisus has Bekiyas, we see that this is not a Tanai in Elonis. Sure, after this Pusik, it's not a Tanai of Elonis. Akaponim, that's Taisvis Kasha. Elahainu Taime, Mishim Damrinin, Perg Basra de Yumin. Kos Pilpuli Vyoyma de Kipuri Potter. The Gemara says that if a person ate Pilpulim in Yom Kippur, he's Potter. Uporich Mahach, so why? Because it's not a machel, it's a tablin, it's not edible. Uporich Mahach de Pilpulin Chayovim Ba'ola. Haki say it's not a machel, it's chaya ba'ola, it's an eitz machel. Umishani, ho beretivta, ho biyabeshta. That when the pilpulim first grow, so they're juicy. And then they have a teres machel. Later, eventually, they dry up, then they become tavlinim. Pisalke daitach kiven de soife liyavesh, afilu retivte pturim. So that's what Tais is saying, Tais is saying like this, that the what is the peri of a pilpul tree? The peri, it's not planted, it's not not the adaychke, the pilpuler retifte. That means roiv of the usage of the pilpulim, which grow on the tree, they dry up, and it's used as tavlin. So the tree is planted not to give out peris, the tree is planted to give out tavlinim, and tavlinim do not have a teres machel. So to be a meiridik esvara to say that there's no din ola, because this is a tree that is not oimid, the notilo adaited the tavlinim, not notilo adaited the peri. And kamash malon, but since lemaise peiris do grow on it, and perhaps there are other people that eat it in that matzah, so it also is a shame, Elon Machel, it's Machel that's Chayiv in Olam. Vimtaima, uminolon dekra bepilpilin. How do you know that this posik of Ola? So, Basim, the posik is coming to tell us a chiddish in Hilchas Ola, which is a gewaltig chiddish. It's not planted for these fruits. There's a teres ol on these fruits. How do you take it? No. Eima esrik, the eima talsin. The whole guy is because it says eitz machel, that the time of the machel is like the eitz. The esrik, the eima talsin, the esrik tam eitz epir yeshovik, the yom ahoche, the chain talsin, the brinim bishili perikam adabay. The Yeshloima Esrig Ein Zechidish Imu Chayev Ba'ola. That means, what is the Pasuk telling us? The Pasuk tells us that a nesug is chayav va'ola. Why not? It's a tree, a fruit tree like any other fruit tree. V'talsan min yeriku. V'talsan is tamazay min yerik. So the tamazay nidinola. Midachoshiv kloyim bekerim. Kedisan b'meseches ola. Maisi lo b'reish beye. B'shili ha'ola. Ha'ol. Mishay lechavili talsan shal klaya keren. So you see there's a din of a yerik. And it makes kloyim bekerem. So maybe the poster can't be speaking about talsan. It can't be speaking about esrog. There's no chiddush. So maybe it's speaking about pilpulim. Zok the Gemara vayke. So that was the first drosha to prove that pri eitz hodor means an esrog, because the poster is telling us pri eitz that tam ha-pri ke tam ha-eitz. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi said a different drosha. Al tikrei hodo elo hadir. That this is a eitz, a tree that is similar to a deer of behemoth, a corral of behemoth. Ma dir ze, just like in a deer, you find yesh by gdoilim uktanim tmimim ubalimumim. Achinami yesh by gdoilim uktanim. On this tree you find large fruits, small fruits. Tmimim, the tmimim, ubalimumim. So the Gemara says, so why is this a simen on an esrik? Oto shar peiris, lesbu gdoilim aktanim tmimim ubalimumim. You have an apple tree also has the same characteristics. How could you pinpoint that priates hadir means an esrik tree? Halahochi koma, atsheboim ktanim adayin gdoilim kayomim. The gdoilim and ktanim does not mean that from the same crop you have larger fruits and smaller fruits. It means that when the new year's crop starts to come, you still have on the tree esroigim from the previous year. So just like in the corral also, you can have animals that were born in different years. So memela, so that's the only elon that has this characteristic, that a tree can remain on the peri can remain on the elon for more than a year, that's an esrog. Let us see Rashi. Hadir pri eitz shedoyme ilonoi ledir shelzayin. That the elon is similar to a deer shelzayin. Oto kula iloni lesbu peres gdoilam aktanim, vale kol tapuche ilon echot. All the apples of a tree, einam shavis, the larger ones, smaller ones, harikama, acheboim ktanim, kloima, hagdoilam uktanim, lav shel shona achas koma, that it grows in the same year, large and small ones, ele gdoilam shel ishtaket, you have last year's large peiris, uktanim shel shona zu, shel haesrig dol vegodel beilona ishtaim vishol ishonim, the esrog can grow on the tree for a few years. It doesn't spoil. So when you have the new peiris coming out, you still have the peiris, the esrogim from the previous year. That was Rebbe's drosha. Rabbi Bo Omar al Tikrei Hador, elo hador, dovor shador beilonoi mishona loshona. That it's a loshon dire, that the esrog can live, it lives on the tree. It's not, you don't have to take it off after the year. It can live on the tree. So Rashi says, hador vehihi de Rebbe. It's the same drosh of Rebbe, that it's possible on the tree, you can have a peri that is there more than a year. Ela b'mashmo usay pligi. No machlokes is how you derive this droshe. Mar dorish leiloshen dir, mar dorish leiloshen diro. Yeah. Ben azayoymer al tikrei hodor elo ido or hido. She came beloshen yevoni kairen lemayim ido. That this is pri eitz, this is a fruit that depends on irrigation. Normally this is the difference between yerokais and tri ilones. Usually, fruit that grows on a tree, so the rainwater is sufficient. That is enough water. And esrig is unique, that it is similar to yerokes, that you have to have artificial irrigation also. So that's a pre-eight. This is a pre-eight that needs irrigation. Ve'ezi shegodol al kol mayim heva'ima ze esrig. Let us see Rashi. No Rashi. Zokta gemara vaita. Shel ha'sheiro v'shel ir ha'nidachas posel. My time, given the lisreif koi ksusi mechtes shiure. Since it's oimed lisreif, it's ksusi mechtes shiure. We shall all apostle. Now we advert further to Mishnah that all is also apostle. My time, pligi bo rabchie bar obin veravasit. So we have a machloikis why all is apostle. Chad oma lifisha ein bo heter achila. Because one is unable to eat all of it. It's also bachila. We'll see lochem means that you should be, it's roi to derive benefits from it. And so therefore you need a heter achila. Chad oma lifisha ein bo din moment. That lochem means it has to be shaloi, it has to be called his moment. And since Ola is also Bahano, it's not called his moment. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Lefi she'ein bo heter achile, v'achmona oma lochem, horoi lochem, b'chol darche hanosoi. That means lochem means it is usable for you. You can use it. It doesn't mean you have to own it. You should be able to use it. B'chol darche hanosoi. And the derech hano of a fruit is to eat it. That's a derech hanor, so you should be, it should be usable for you, that's a taich lochem. And ola, which is also bachila, so it's a felton lochem. And the other man, the other says, v'shein bo din moment, Sarashi says, she'enoi shove pute, it doesn't have a monetary value. The surayanohu, hilker lav shelochemhu. It's not considered yours. That means if there's no monetary value in it, so it's not considered. Bailus is dependent in mominus, and if it doesn't have any mominus, so it's not called yours. That is the machloikis. Kosalke daite, let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara have a meaning. So we have here a machloikis hameroim, Rav Chiya bar Rav and Rav Asi. How we define lochem. I mean, we have one lochem in the Torah. How do we define this word lochem? So one says lochem means roi lochem, that means heter achila, and one defines it shelochem, it has to be yours, your moment. So it's other, either you translate it roi lochem, or you translate it shelochem. So the Gemara held, man the boy heter achila, the one that says that you need a heter achila. So he translates it, roi lochem, leboi din momen. So you don't need a din momen. It doesn't have to be yours, as long as it's roi lochem. So come out, for example, let's just speak Eisenveinik. Maiso sheini b'Yerushalayim. Now there's a machlokes, Ramei and the Chachomim, if maiso sheini is momen gavoya, or maiso sheini is momen hedyet. Now if maiso sheini is momen gavoya, that means as follows. That Ba'emison, the Peri is not mine. The Peri belongs to Gavoya. No, the Rabbeinu Shlom gave the Baal HaPeri a schus to eat Momen Gavoya. He have a schus achila bishel Gavoya. But it's not mine, it's Gavoya's. I could eat Gavoya's. Fakert in the Siva says in Kehilas Yaakov, that means if someone will steal it from me, he's a gazlan, because I have a schus. If a zayfil it is mine, I have a schus achila bishel Gavoya. That's, I have a schus, but it's not mine. So the Gemara held now that if you translate, lochem means roi lochem, so maisa sheini, b'Yerushalayim, alibe de rabeyu is good, it's roi lochem, I could eat it. I can derive benefit from it. I even have a right to derive benefit. Not only I can do it theoretically, I have a right to derive benefit from it, but it's not mine. So loy boy din mame. So meiser shayni, Yerushalayim alibe the Ramei, it should be good. Uman de boy din mame. And the bandi yoma that says you need a din mame, lochem does not mean roi lochem. Lochem means it shall lochem. So loy boy din mame. Then you don't need din mame. Uman de boy din mame. Loy boy heter achila. You don't need heter achila. Don't need heter achila. So what does that mean? So we'll just let us. When you say Rashi says, nafkemin will be by tevel. Tevel is not roi lochem. It's not edible, but it's yours. It's yours. You have a bailus in tevel. So that'll be the nafkemin. The nafkemin will be by tevel. If you hold lochem, it's called lochem. If you hold roi lochem, it's not called roi lochem. Let us see. Mandaboy din momin. Mandaboy din momin. Leboy heter achila. What's now? Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. I have bei kasalke daitech. Mandaboy heter achila. I have bei heter achila. Kigoin meiser sheni birushalayim. Leboy din momin. So as long as it's roi lachem, you don't need it should be shelochem. The afal pi she ain mo moi noi l'ramei. The oma b'kedushin ma'aser sheni momen gavoyu. Ve ain noi nichsei hedyet l'kadish boi isha. It doesn't belong to him. Kosher lotzeis boi. Uman de boi din momen loi boi heter achilem. Umarsher esrig shel tevel. She'osar ba'achile u'muter ba'hano. So, according to him, esrik shel tevel will be muter. She'osar ba'achile u'muter ba'hano. It's muter ba'hano. You're allowed to sell tevel. So, memele, so that's called lochem. Tanat. So now we have here Amachloikis, Rav Asi, Rav Chiya Bar Ovin. How we define lochem, and the Gemara that have me in the held, it's either shelochem or roi lochem. Tonight, we learned in our Mishnah, shel trumat meya posel. Trumat meya is posel. Now, trumat meya is muta bahano. Trumat meya is muta bahano. It's also bachila. Is bishleim alaman de yom lefishayin bo heter achile shapir. Alaman de yom lefishayin bo din momin amai, erei mersika tachas tapshila. He could burn it. Let's see, a koyin has trumat meye, so he could use it for fuel. It's his for benefits. He can't eat it. So how could you say that there's a man, the Omer that says, as long as it's shelochem, it's good, tzad yilom shat and trumat meyeh. Yeah. Agavuche, I forgot to mention in the Mishnah, I'll mention it now, in the Mishnah it says, trumat tahoyra yoyoytze. Yitumat tahoyra yoyoytze. So the Meiri has a suffix. We'll see, the Gemara say everyone holds you need heter achila. So the Miri has a suffix, so who is Yaitse with Truma Tahire? Do you need a Kayin? Or a Yisrael? Could this also be Yaitse with Truma Tahire? If it's his. We'll see, the Gemara is going to Firaiz, everyone holds you need heter achila. So the Miri says that one of the two, either the Mishnah is speaking about a Kayin is Yaitse with Truma Tahire, in a Hanami, or the Miri wants to say that since a Yisrael could be machel to a Koyen, it's his to be machel, that's also called heter achila. So it's ke'ilu he has a heter achila. That we can be machel to a Koyen, so it's ke'ilu he has a heter achila. Al kaponim, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara asks, for what reason is trumot meya posel? It has a din moment, it's muta bahano. To the Kohen of other givers. So the Gemara says, Ela bet achile kolal meloi pligi. Het achile, everyone holds you need. Deboinon. כי פליגי בדין מומיין. All machlokes is bedin momoin. That means it has to zich be roi lochem. That's the aleph in lochem. Does it have to be shel lochem? No, that's what a machlokes hameroi. Mar sova heter achila bo inon din momoin loi be inon. O mar sova din momoin nami bo inon. Mai binayu. So what is the difference if heter achila is sufficient or you need din momin? Mai sosheini shabirushalayim alibe darameyim. Mai sosheini rushalayim, according to Rameh, the whole mai sosheini is momin gaboy. Lamandom of shein bo heter achila. But the reason you're not yoitze trumet meyo, because there's no heter achila. Ara yesh bo heter achila. Here you have heter achila. Man, the yomel if he ain bo din momain. The reason you're not yoitze because by all you're not yoitze shein bo din momain. My sheini momain gavoy. You see, there's also no din momain. Mar just says further to stayim. Now we hear a machlekes rabasin rabchiya barovin. Who holds what? This time the Rabasi, the Omar Lefisha ain't bo din momin. Rabasi is the Amoyre that holds in Ida din momin. The Omar Rav Asi, Esroik Shomayser Sheini, Vidivrei Rav Meir, Ein Odom, Yoitzeboy, Dechevose, Beyontev, because it felt in din momin. Vidivrei Chachomim Odom, Yoitzeboy, Dechevose, Beyontev, because it's momin had yet. This time. So now we know all the man the yomrim, so Rav Asi holds you need din momin, so according to Rav Asi, Maiser Sheini, Birushalayim, according to Meir, you won't be yoitze, and according to Rav Chiya Bar Oven, all you need is heter achile. So Mamela Maiser Sheini, yoitze afilu, according to Rav Meir. Now let us see Rashi. Hetachila, everyone holds. There's no machlokes that you need. Afilu yesh, but din momain. Even though there's a din momain, loy miskashrin, but loy hetachila. Without hetachila, it's not kosher. Like even the loy chazi lechol dachayano, loy lochemo. That alav lechem, that's sicha not called lechem. If it's not usable for all benefits. But he holds din momin loy beino. Im muteres bachile, as long as it's muter bachile, kugay meisha sheni birushalay. Alibe der Rav Meir kosher. Amas nisin diktoni, shal meisha sheni birushalayim kosher. So according to Rav Chiya Bar Oven, the Mishnah is going afilu ke Rav Meir. Doma meisha sheni momin gavoyu metutme, because you don't need shel lochem. Lochem, roi lochem is also good. According to Rav Asi, din momay nami bina, umaysa sheini le Rav Meir posel, masnisen diktoni kosher, abonani. The omri, momin editu, mekachim boisish, it's called his momin. Tistayim, the Rav Asi, udomo fishain bo din momin, binami ike heter achile, so even though there'll be a heter achile, din momay nami beinen, Bishal Maisa L'Rameya Posel. Let us see Taisvis. V'vishayin boi heter achile. This is Rav Chiya Bar Oven's Sfora. That's why one is not Yoitze Ba'olo, because there's no heter achile. V'achmona omar lochem, horoi lochem, b'chol darchei hano'osom. So it seems lochem means that it has to be edible. Oh, whatever I know you could derive from it, you should be able to be derived. That's called lochem. Taktoisvis v'afal gav de gabitrum et meya darshin and perik b'mem adlikim v'dachsiv locho shalocho tehei lasiko tachas tavshiloch, that it's yours for fuel purposes. Even, yeah, so b'meyle, so Taktoisvis says, so you see, The word lecha does not necessarily mean it's yours for everything. It's yours for something is also good. That's also called lecha. So how does he know to say that the lechem avesek means it has to be yours for all benefits? Who says all benefits? Tumetme is called lecha, and it's not yours for all benefits. So Taisvah says, given the nitmeis, v'osra kosu, he says, it matters. Lecha, you can teach however you want. So over there, there's a hechech to teach that lecha means only some benefits, because it's tome, it's also machila. Shaykh lidroish lecha didei legabi shahanot. So memele, so the lecha has to fit with what we're speaking about. So we're speaking about something that's also machila, so kochach, that lecha means it's choy lecha l'sharanois, not lecha lanois. So he gives a marshal, k'moy lochem de lulav. What does lochem de lulav mean? That it's yours for eating? A lulav is an eitz ba'alme. L'shayich be'achila. So you see, so Taisus is just saying that he holds like this. That if it's possible to be eaten, so then lochem means everything. It includes all hanos. Shel lochem l'chol hanos. If it is not possible to eat, so then whatever no is possible, that's what it means to include. Vim toima, gabi lulev shel asherev shel ir hanidachas. Lomolon taime de michte shiure. The Gemara says that it's possible because it's michte shiure. Typically, so what is the, by lulev, we just said, what does lochem mean over there? Lochem does not mean roi lochem, because it's not roi lochem, it's not a macho. So there lochem has to mean, din moment, Taisus means. It has to mean, it's yours, it's not roi lochem. So Taisus says, klom a long time with the michtish yurei, typically, me shibidin and din moment. Da filu man de lechai shoche gabi esug le din moment, heine mishum de ikre lachila. So there you say that lochem means that it's roi lochem. Something that is edible, so you say roi lochem, l'chol anoisa. Av lulav de les be'achila, so what the ksiv lochem di de linyan din moment. So then I translated it means shelochem. If it's not roi lochem, it means shelochem. So memele, so why did the Gemara to say before that a lulav shel ashera is possible at michta shiure? Bishloima de nokat the michta shiure k'dei livsel b'yantav shein. That means the din lochem only applies lakachtachem b'yem arishin. B'yem shein, which is only midarabonon, you don't need all these tnoim. Chazal said afil shol is kosher. So memele, so the Gemara says about asher is possible b'yantav shein. Even though you don't need lochem, but it's possible that ksusi mechte shure. Vim taima, now Tais is going to ask Kepsamir de Kekashin, Samir de Kazachin over here. So now the hemshech is, so we just said now, ksusi mechte shure is a psul kloli, which applies a filu by yontav sheni also. Lochem is only a psul proti for the first day sukkahs. So Taisus asks, Amira de Kikash. So Taisus asks, we have a machlekes in the Gemara, why is all apostle? So Avchia Barovin says, because it's not roi lochem, and Ravasi says, because it's not shel lochem, which is only a psul in the first days according to both of them. Esek shalola typically the michta shiure. Ola is posel, you know, no way, ola is posel, it's michta shiure. The mitzvah say b'sreifa, there's a mitzvah to burn ola. How do I know that there's a mitzvah to burn ola? The kachoshiv lei b'tmura perik basre b'hadi nitzchofim. So the only hechocha Taisa said was a mishnah in tmura. It says b'hadi nitzchofim, rinan hosma nitzchofim lo yikaveru. So why is it's only oimed l'sreifa. The efsher and Taisa was not sure what the makor is that you need tzreife. But there's a Mishnah, you need tzreife. Ve'efsher la'afilu mideraise avi ola b'sreife. And Taisus could be afilu minateri need tzreife. The alfina lo miklaya kerem. Perceive pentukdash v'darshinen pentukad eish. Klaya kerem is chayev b'sreife. And somehow there's a limut. Taisus shantav and tamur mutsitzach. How the limut goes? Balk upon him. Maybe there's the Rashi says we learn out from klaya kerem. So Memela, so Taisvah says, so Ibizoi, now we have a Psabodnezach, we have a Machlekes Amiroim, why all is possible? We're speaking about Psulim Yontav Rishin, Psazasvor, Azasvor. So Taisvah says it's possible because it's Tzusi Mechteshuri, it's possible Kol Shiva. My time and I'm a apostle, Esrik Shotrumet Meya, the mitzvah of Israefe. The long, long time, the heter achille. So Taisha is Samuel de Kekasha and Agamor. Agamor is just going with heter achille, din moment. It's Ksusimach de Shure. Vieshloima, the vade lohoye tzorich. You're 100% right. It's 100% right. All is possible, you know why all is possible, Ksusimach de Shure. Elanechleku bahanach taimi. No, there was a machloikis. The Gemara brought down this machloikis. But these reasons, linyan ola, shim benav kemina linya maiso sheni, kidemaskinan, ike binayu maiso sheni, valibe deramei. So he says, einachanami, the Gemara really, that our pilpul is not negeya ola. Ola is possible called shiva ksusim echteshuri. But Ola has one of these two chesreinus also, besides the chesron chesusim echteshuri, it's not roi lachem, and it's not shelochem. So the Gemara picked on Ola as a dugme, and we're gonna be chaylik, is this a sibe that Ola is possible also? Is this another sibe? Is shelochem a sibe? Is roi lachem a sibe? So, my nafkamina, nafkamina will come out of my sashain. But be'etzim, all trumet meyer is posel out. It's ksusi mechte shiure. Now this taisve is shreklich. It's mamish shreklich. Why? Let us learn the Gemara. Let us learn over the Gemara nachamol, and then we'll see that it's mamish shreklich. Let us see the Gemara. Shall all posel my time? Pligi bo rabchiya baroven veravasi chadoma fishein be'etar achila. That in Ola there is a reason of psul because it's not roi lachila. B'chadom of shem bodin momin. Kasalke daite, the Gemara held, man the boy heter achila le boy din momin. That means either you darshan roi lachem or shelachem. So one who says roi lachem le boy din momin. Man the boy din momin le boy heter achila. That's how the Gemara learned. They say there's two dinim in lachem. The mother wanna say that. We learned that the Mishnah Trumat Mei is possible. If you learn Heter Achille, need Roy Lachem Shapir. If it's the whole reason all is no good because Aimbot in Moment, so how could you say such a thing? I have an often a Mishnah. So because of this kasha, you're right. Everyone holds you need heter achila. Frek the marshob, trumet meyer, it's ksusim echteshiure. You have a problem with trumet meyer. You want to know why trumet meyer is really possible? Trumet meyer is really possible because ksusim echteshiure. That's why it's possible. And the Gemara makes such a garashke from trumet meyer that, oh, you're right, you pin me to the wall, trumet meyer is possible. Oh, everyone holds heter achila. It's a shrek. It's a meiridike kashe. It's mamish a shrek. Okay, the terutzim are very shver, but the mashos teretz tachayim don't understand. But the kashe is a shrek. Now let me just tell over a goyin. The tzeichen tzu a goyin in Ebenezer. And the goyin is chaylik and taisvus. The goyin in Eben Ha'ezer, Simen Kufchov Dalid, Sivkotten Beis, says as follows. Loimotzinu bishas. Now, when the goyin said loimotzinu bishas, that means, loimotzinu bishas, ksusi mechtishi yurei ela ba'oison shetzrichen levaya, Kegoin avoidezore and the ashe and avoidezore and the anidachas is a chiyuv bio. That Chazal say ksusi mechteshiyure. But Ola, even though there's a mitzvah of sreife, that means if you burn it, you make a mitzvah. But there's no chiyuv levaroi. ולכן הצריכו בסוכה למד היתם אחר לאולו, זה לא יקה התויסמס. If the Gemara had a pilpul, why is all a posul? So we have a whole pilpul over here. This one said this, and this one said this, and why didn't the Gemara mention susi mechti shiuri? Because that's not called susi mechti shiuri. If there's no chiev levaroi, there's only a mitzvah levaya, a mitzvah levaya doesn't make it susi mechti shiuri. The loika atoysis daf lamadeim at Aleph in Sukkot. Period. Now, bachsach mir, that is pshat in Rashi on the Mishnah. We learned the first Rashi on the Mishnah, shel olo v'shel truma t'meya posel, sagt Rashi, b'gmore meforesh taime. The reason why it's posel is what it says in the Gemara. There's no other reason why it's posel. Rashi holds like the goyim. According to Tosfos, you know, the reason why it's possible. It's possible really because Susi Mechtishuri. It's possible called Shiva. So the Gemara Meforish time is wrong. The Gemara doesn't say the true reason. The Gemara is being Mepalpul, Pilpul, Ahin and Aher, and Afkamina will be Lagabi Maisheshen, but the Gemara doesn't say the reason. Basach me, this Rashi is mamish like the going. Bigmore meforish taima, the reason of psul state in the Gemara, that's it. There's no other reason. Because Rashi also holds, because the musig of ksusi mechte shiure does not apply, by trumet meye and ola. Elonechlaku bahanach taima in yinore, mishim ola, mishim danav kemine le inyan maiso sheini. Kidemaskinon, Iker Binayu, Maiso Shaini. He says, Zobach Loikis is Negea Maiso Shaini. Valibe de Rameya. Uman de Machshir, Hainu Alibe de Rabona. That's the Maram's Girsa, or the Mele Girsa. That Taisvis is saying that, so the one who's Machshir in the Mishnah, if you need Din Momoin, so the Mishnah says my shesheni is kosher, so that's alibi the rabbana. That's according to rabbana. So my shesheni is mom and head. On the side it says umar shok goyres uman the posel haino mi the rabbana. The one who passels, that's mi the rabbana. It's mi the rabbana. So there was such a gilse. The Tosfos Rosh has this gilse. So the Masho Muchetzer Zerstak, what should the man the posel haino mi the rabbana? The Masho says. Means who passels? Rameya passels. He says, "Maisha sheni moment gavoy is a daraisa dekadatam trabonim." So, Mamela, what shall a man the posel the alibe the rameya or man the posel hainem the rabon? So the Masho does not know pshat in Taisus. The Taisus Harosh says pshat, a very interesting pshat. The Taisus Harosh says that shitas haTaisus is that. Meiser Peiris is at the Rabbanon. So this Meiser Sheini, it's Meiser Sheini, but it's Meiser Sheini the Rabbanon, it's not a Meiser Sheini the Eraiser. So Taisus is just saying like this, we had a whole pilpul in Ola, which is only a theoretical pilpul. And what is it Negei? It's not Negei Ola, it's Negei Meiser Sheini. So Taisus wants to say, no, the whole thing Negei Meiser Sheini is also at the Rabbanon, the Kipsu. Because Meiser Peiris is at the Rabbanon. So man the poisel haina mi darabono. That means it's only a darabono de kipsu. That's how the Taisa Rosh is pshat. And he has the skills, and that's what he says pshat. I saw this Vas Emes is Ma'ira. He says something very interesting. He says, mi darabono there's a din maisres you have to give maisres on peiris also. She says, she understands it. Mit Rabbonon, there's dinner mitzvah, there's truma mit Rabbonon, there's maise mit Rabbonon. But he says, the musig of maise sheini momen gavoya, he says, that he doesn't understand. He says, min ha-teire, there's no such din maise. So min ha-teire, it's mine. So what's that? The Rabbonon, who does it belong to? It belongs, the Rabbonon made it, oh, it's mine. Man, we saw all the halachas that the Rabbonon said, Trume. So Pshad is, it's not Trume. There's no such thing, Trume. Chum gave a dinay Trume that you're not allowed to eat it. You have to give it a kain, it's also betume. But Momen is, he doesn't understand this too well. That there's no din Maiser Sheini Minatoire, and it should be called Momen Gavoya. So felt to my Momen, I'm not Yoitze Taket. mean, l'chayr tzake my moment min ha-teire. Period. Now, let's go a little further. Uvahave motzi l'mei melnami. Now, so the Gemara said the nafkemine in this chakire din momen or heter achile, the nafkemine will be according to Rameya. That means according to Rameya, we have a pilpo, no binageya, maiser sheni birushalayim. So Taisa says, vavi motzi l'mei melnami, maiser sheni bigvulin valibe de kula ome, kedemuchach besayf chelek shehu momen gavoya. So Taisa brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Meister Shani Bigvulin outside of Yerushalayim, everyone holds this moment gavoy. So Tyson is asking a very choshev ha'ores. So I didn't want to say this an afkemine according to one man the Yomar Ameya. The one could have said a little bit of kulam. It is an afkemine Meister Shani chutz leYerushalayim, which everyone holds its moment gavoy. And we'll say if you hold in moment, it will be possible. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, this Taisvus is also very shver. So let's feel ice to Taisvus. What is Taisvus saying? Taisvus is saying that the Gemara could have said the nafkemina between Heter Achila and Din Momin is Maisa Shani Bigvulim. If you need Din Momin, so it's called Momin Gavoya. And if you need Heter Achila, so Nachman Dachayisfirim, so what is? So it's good. There's no heter achila. You're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni chutz l'gvulin. It's chutz l'shalayim. You're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. So what is Taisa saying? So daf man doch zogin. We had mentioned when we learned the Mishnah that the Mishnah says, Rashi says in the Mishnah, ma'aser sheni yoyitze yesh ba heter achila, aval chutz l'shalayim loy delachem ksiv aroy lachem. So Rashi said clone the Mishnah, that you're not yoitze with ma'isa sheini chutz l'shalayim because felt in hetachila. We're asking now. There's no hetachila also. We had mentioned that the Ritva in the Ran is achilik and Rashi, and the Ritva in the Ran say that that's called hetachila. It's choyil achila. Why is it choyil achila? You could be poided. You could bring it to Yerushalayim. It's called choyil achila. Oh, so l'chayre, it would seem from this taisvis, a taisvis holds like the Ran and Ritva. It's called hetachila. So now Lechayr is Kan Shoyel Aben, if it's called Hetachila, because she could be paided, because she could bring it to Yerushalayim, so it's called Din Momin also. I mean, you have to be consistent. If you look the way it is now it's Momin Gavoye, now it's Adroy Lachila, now it's nothing. But you're looking, there's a potential. There's a potential, so it's called Roy Lachila. No, if there's a potential, it's called Din Momin also. So the Marshal seems to say as follows. That there's a difference between heter achila and din momin. The din heter achila means it's roi to be eaten. Roi to be eaten means if there's a possibility through pidyon. That's also called roi to be eaten. It's called roi to be eaten. Masha enkein, din momin is the, shalochem means it's yours. I could make it, something I could make mine is not called mine. That means in the din of heter achila, all you need is roi lo oichloi. Roi lo honis mimenu. It's only roi. In roi, so we can go with cheshbonis, yachalev doisai, yachalev yerushalayim. But in lochem, they need mamish, it has to be shaloi. That's what the Mashal says. We'll see, the next thesis also seems to hold this pshara. Let us go further. Gufin. Omar Rav Asi Esrik Shomai Sersheini Ledivre Rav Meir In Odom Yoitzi Bo Yedei Chaybosei Biyontet. That was Rav Ashi Shtik Teire. Rav Ashi said Lochem means Din Momin Shel Lochem. So you'll not be Yoitze with an Eslik Shal Maiser Sheni Libe the Ramei because it's Momin Gavoy. Now he says this halach applies in two other cases. Matzo Shal Maiser Sheni LeDivrei Rameya Ein Odom Yoitze Bo Yedei Chevosei BePesach because it's not yours. Because it is yours. Third case, Iso shel Maiso Shaini, you had a dough of Maiso Shaini, is it Chayim Bechal? Le Divrei Rab Meir, Pturim in Achal, because it has to be your dough. Divrei Chachomim Chayeves Bechal. So Rav Asi said three cases that is a din of Lochem, and Lochem means Shel Lochem, and according to Rab Meir, it's not called Lochem. Look the Gemara. Maskiv lo Rav Pope. Bishloime Iso Psivreishis Arisei Seichem. Good, it says it has to be your Isa. It has to be your Isa, so Memele, it has to be Lochem. So according to Rameh, it's not your Isa. Es Rignami Ksiv Lochem, Mishel Lochem, it has to be yours. Good. Elo Matze Miktsiv Matzaschem. Where do you say it has to be your Matze? It says, doesn't say Matzaschem. Omer Rabbe Bar Shmuel, Vitemer Rav Yemer Bar Shlemye, Osi Lechem Lechem. No, we learn how to say it. Ksiv hocha lechem oini, by matzah. Ksiv hocha boya bacholchem mi lechem ha'oretz, and there you should be mafresh chale. Ba'lahalon mishel lechem v'loy mishel maiser, avkam mishel lechem v'loy mishel maiser. That is a moire dike svas emes on this gemore. Moire dike negei ala maiser. The svas emes says, it comes out from this gemore. The Gemara is machadish that by matzah there's a din of matzas chem. It has to be your matzah. It is not sufficient that you can eat it. It has to be yours. Zok tesvas emes, so it comes out, if a person is eating by a seder, he's a guest by someone else, they're giving him the matzah, so they're giving him the matzah. Does that mean that they're being makne him the matzah? When it comes to lulav, when we want to be yoytzer with lienims, esrig and lulav, we go over to be maknim, yamatonim, and aslach, zarein, and eli maknim, picks it up and makes a mice and kinyin. It says, good, so it's lachem, you need lachem, it's the first day. We can't make any dreidlach. But when it comes to matzah, so you have to have a das makne, a das koine. Atzizuk tesvasem es lemaise. He brings the makoiris from this gemara. Others want to time the dachsermer since it's his to eat, so that's also called moment shaloi. I think the rabbina has to time this. About kaponim, this is a meiridike zach dachsermer they bring from Rabbi Yashiv zol gesund sein. The menschel zech firen azoi that when you come to when you eat matzah by the seder, so you should be makne. The baal hamatzah should be makne to all the. To all those who are participating, they say they should be makna the matzah to them, that they should have kavona to be koine, because there's a din of matzaschem. So it's taken on the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Ein yoytze bo yidei chayvose bepesach, yidei chayves achilas matzah leil horishayn, v'kamen porich miksiv matzaschem, does it say matzaschem? Pturo minachale. Dechsiv, achisei seichem. Hai, the gavoye, it's my shashen, it's my gavoye. Ah, for gavdike heter achila. But kim de lesbodin shal momen lavdi deyu. Vahoyo bacholchem, gavi chalaksi, so it says bacholchem. Zok taisvis. Osi lechem lechem. So it comes out, the Gemara says laloche, that by matzah there's a din of matzaschem, and therefore, there's a din of matzaschem. Teimo, bepeire kol shor, it says, that yoitzen yidei matzah betevel, bedachsiv, leiseichol olav chomet, shiva shomim teichol olav matzis, yotza mishi surei oler mishum bar teichol tevel. The more makes a drosha, the drosh is as follows. The drosh goes that which matzah are you yoyte? If this matzah would be chometz, you'd be over out the isar of chometz. Now, if this matzah was tevel, you would not be yoyte, you wouldn't be over on the isar of chometz, because ein isar chal al isar, and so you'd be over on the isar of tevel. And the pasuk tells us, matzah is only kosher if it would be chometz, you'd be oivan the isar of chometz. And tevel, you're not oivan the isar of chometz, oivan the isar of tevel. Because the isar chometz won't be chal on it. Yotza mishi suri ele mishim bal teichel tevel. Typically, mishim debeinen matze mishelochem. Pektachtoises, why do you need a new droshe? By tevel. Sefelt and lochem. Why do you need a droshe of leiseichel ofchom et shivisham tochel matzis? Rochere, tevel is not lochem. Ketevel leichoshev lochem. And tevel is not lochem. Kedemucha chocha gabe yesrik. Ad kan loy pligi be shami be sil elo be demai bishim di boy mafkel elo nichse vavoni vechozile. The whole machloik is by demai is demai. We have a machloik is are you yaitza with demai? So be sil was are you yaitza because since demai is mutal aniyim and each person is a potential oni. I boy mafkel elo nichse vavoni vechozile. Hashtanami chozile. So therefore. So the Maya you're yaitze with an Esek Shal Demai. About real Tevel, you're not yaitze. So kocha was the Felton Lochem. Well, Tevel, vaday kulu moide. Everyone is moide by Tevel. As the Felton Lochem. So as the Felton Lochem, that's why it's possible. So an Esrik of Tevel is not Lochem. And we just said now by Matzah you need Lochem. So Memele, so that should be the reason why not Yaitze, Bematze, Shel Tevel. So why do you need a new drosh of Yisrael of Chometz, Shiva Shomim Teichel Olav Matze? That Teis Viskash. V'yeshloimer Deloi Domi, Toho Dein Yochel Otzeis Be'esrik Shel Tevel. That what you can't be Yaitze Be'esrik Shel Tevel, Be'avi K'may Esrik Deshutvim, Shiesh Lekoyin Ulelevi Be'chelik. It's like an esrik shel shutvim. V'domi la'achim shekonu esrik b'tvises habayis b'soif yeshnoichlo. That means if there's a esrik ha'meshutefes, so you can't be yoitza with it because it's not yours. There's other people who also own something in this esrik. So memeila sotaisva says an esrik shel tevel does not only belong to the Baal HaEsrik, there's a Chelik in the Esrik now, before HaFroshe, that belongs to the Koyim, there's a Chelik that belongs to the Levi. So Memele, there's Momen HaShevet in the Esrik. So Memele, so felt us in Lochem. You're right. An Esrik Shel Tevel felt in Lochem, the complete Esrik doesn't belong to him. Avo Gabi Matzek, She'och Al Mimeno Kamezesim, Im yesh mishaloi kizayis yotzo. But by matzah, Taisva says, that is true. If you'll eat one kizayis of matzah, so that is true. This kizayis is not yours completely. In this kizayis, there's momen ha-shevet. But if you'll eat five kizayisim, so under five kizayisim, you zichra eat one kizayis, which is yours. That's right. In these five kizayisim, there's momen ha-shevet. There's moment that belongs to the Kanim, moment that belongs to the Levim, but al kaponim, you zicha the zicha kezayis, that's yours. If eat five kezayisim, you zicha wayait. That is what Taisvis says. Now, let us just hold cheshbin. Taisvis is telling, Taisvis, we see from this Taisvis two things. Number one, Taisvis says, the reason one is not yaitse betevel, while sefelt and lochem, by esrik, and hu adin by matze, and that was Taisvis kashe. And then Taisus says, Taisus differentiates by Esrik, the whole Esrik has to be yours. By Matzah, the Kezayis of Matzah has to be yours. Now, Taisus seems to be speaking about the Lochem of Shelochem. It has to be yours. So Taisus says, the whole Matzah is not yours. The whole Matzah is not yours, but Kezayis is yours. By Esrik, the whole Esrik has to be yours. But our Gemara said that the Heter Achila, everyone holds it, has to be Lochem, Roy Lochem. So finished. So it's the 8-5 Kezesim, but it's not Roy Lochem, it's also Bachila, Tevel is also Bachila. So why didn't, Taisus talks about the Pistadin of Shelochem, and Taisus ignores the problem of Roy Lochem, which everyone holds. So it seemed from Taisvis that Taisvis held Nachmai saw this late in the Sfas Emes that just we had mentioned before from the Marshal that Taisvis held by Roy Lachem you need it should be Roy Lachem if you could be paid it's called Roy Lachem
That's also called Roy Lachem. So Memele by Tevel, it's called Roy Lachem. Take another Esrig and be mafrish that Esrig on this. It's called Roy Lachem. You could either be mafrish with another Esrig on this Esrig. Matzah, yeah, have a matzah, so be mafrish a chelik on the other. Roy Lachem, it's called. Shelochem means it has to be yours, not what I could do. When it comes to Shelochem, it has to be yours now. So Memele, so there Taisvah says, so that's the difference. That by Esrig, the whole Esrig has to be yours. By matzah, the kezayis has to be yours. So if you leave five kezayisim, yizicha eda kezayis of lochem. My time and ami nicha the isa shel tevel. We just said now tevel is not lochem. Chayev is bechala. Kedemuchach birishalmi didmai perik hamishi. Disan yaroitza lahafrish trumes maisa bechala keachas. How you do it? So Taisvah says as follows. Taisvah found a Gemara. Taisvah just said Tevel felt in Shelochem. Because it's not yours completely. This chelik hakoyin, chelik halevi. So Taisa says, I have a Mishnah that Isa shel tevel is chayev bechala. Yimafrish, trume, trume gdeile, trume smaisa, mchala. So, but I have a Isa shel tevel is chayev bechala. So Taisa says, I told tachin lachem. So Taisa says, the same shtik teira, I'll tell you. The same shtik teira, that you don't need that the whole thing should be lachem. You need that chamesh reveim kemach should be lachem. So it's speaking about that I have an isa larger than chamesh reveim kemach. So and the yisran chelik, that belongs to the kohen, that belongs to the levi, whatever it is. And I have chamesh reveim kemach that belongs to me. So memele tzchayim bechala. So I had a kasha. Taisvis tells us a yisod that by emerson, by Isa, it has to be lochem. It has to be lochem in order to be chayiv bechala. So you need chamesh reveim of chala, of Isa, that should be lochem, then you chayiv bechala. So I had a kasha, every chala, if I have chamesh reveim of chala, so there's a chelik that belongs to the kohen als chala. So you don't have the chamesh reveim of chala. So how does that work? But the teretz is that the kashas are toys, because it works as follows: kozman, when I have chamesh reveim of chala, kozman there's no chi of chala, so it's lachem. So it works in two steps. First, I have chamesh reveim shel chala, chamesh reveim shel chala shel isa. So it's chayiv v'chal, it's mine. It's, there's no chelik hakoyim, because kozman there's no chayiv v'chal, there's no chelik hakoyim. So I have chamesh reveim v'chal of Isa, it's chayiv v'chal. After it's chayiv v'chal, now the whole thing doesn't belong to me. It was gate meron. Shein is chayiv v'chal.